listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A man in his 70s has died following a fatal crash in East Pingerley. It happened just after 11:30 yesterday morning when a Honda CR-V driving on Wickapin Pingerley Road left the road and rolled. Investigations are underway. Anyone with dashcam footage of the car in the lead up to the incident should contact Crime Stoppers. The state agricultural minister has written to the federal government calling for a delay on the planned live export ban. Jackie Jarvis asking the moratorium commences from June 24 rather than June 14, citing favourable weather conditions in the Northern Hemisphere. Australian Livestock Exporters Council's Mark Harvey Sutton says they're in full support of the request.
This is a really due recognition from Minister Jarvis about the importance of the live sheep export industry. She's recognising it as a release valve for producers and a very important market.
Calls for action at Esperance High School. The member for Roe launching a petition for urgent upgrades at the site, currently with more than 150 signatures. Peter Rundle says he's disappointed by the state government's response to the situation.
Now they have realised that the state of the school is not good enough. They have actually said it is a priority. Now it'll be very interesting to see when we have the state budget whether they see it as a priority.
A Goldfields town could soon lose its only pub. The Shire of Menzies has issued an order for tenants of the Menzies Hotel to vacate the premises. The Shire says the 120-year-old building is in a dangerous state and isn't fit for human occupation. The tenants say they'll appeal the order. In sport, the Goldfields Giants are headed all over the state this weekend for the NBL 1 West Anzac Round. They'll travel to the Midwest to take on Geraldton Buccaneers on Saturday before facing Redbacks in Perth on Sunday. Both men's and women's sides looking to continue their winning streaks after defeating Southwest Slammers last weekend.